prayer and worship. This is the fifth Tuesday in Lent in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here today. I'm so glad that you've set aside this time to spend with the Lord. Open up your heart to all that He has for you today. My name is Ben. You can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We would love to pray for you. When I hear your name, I know everything's gonna be all right. When I hear your name, I know I'll make it out alive. When I hear your name, whispered, shouted, crying full of pain. When I hear your name, everything's changed. When I say your name, I feel my heavy heart get light. When I say your name, wrong's made right. When I say your name, if I whisper, if I shout it, if I sing it, it's all the same. When I say your name, everything's changed. All I need to hear is your name. All I need to say is your name, Jesus. Oh yeah. All is right, all much at stake. All I need to hear is your name. All I need to say is your name. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. When I say your name, I see wrongs made right. When I hear your name, I know everything's gonna be all right. When I say your name, if I whisper, if I shout it, if I sing it, it's all the same. When I hear your name, Jesus. When I say your name, Jesus. change. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Everything's changed when we hear, when we say, when we speak His name. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you. We love you with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and our strength. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. And he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in. From this time forth, forevermore. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he show us his mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy. For we have had more than enough of contempt, too much of the scorn of the indolent rich, and of the derision of the proud. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord himself watches over you. He watches over you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our scripture lesson today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, 42 through 50. Jesus said, "If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves. and be at peace with one another.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, Lord, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever. Amen.
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, this fifth Tuesday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's take a few moments. Pray specifically and by name for those in our lives today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations, burdens, circumstances, needs. Lay them all before the Lord now.
Himself watches over us. The Lord Himself watches over us.
Family, extended family, immediate family, whatever that means in your life today, pray for them now. Himself watches over us. The Lord Himself watches over you. The Lord Himself watches over me. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today.
himself watches over us, watches over us. Amen.
Our enemies bless those who curse.
Himself watches over you.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Himself watches over you even today. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.